Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and I am recording myself reading the dictionary and just telling you everything that I think about it and, just explaining things and trying to figure out things for myself and for you because I am doing this for you, and then also try and make some silly jokes sometimes, just be silly in general because I think we need more of that. Thank you very much. Okay, the first word is drastic, D-R-A-S-T-I-C, adjective from circa 1691, 1, acting rapidly or violently, as in a drastic purgative. Why gonna be using big words in the examples dictionary? Maybe put in a simpler word so we don't have to go somewhere else in the book to figure out what a purgative is. 2. Extreme in effect or action. The synonym is severe, as in drastic measures. We must take drastic measures. The enemy is attacking our submarine. Quick, let's dive down. Drastically is an adverb. And this is from the Greek drastikos, which is from dran, D-R-A-N, another Greek word, which I think we saw in the previous episode. That means to do. And where did we see that before? Oh, let's do a quick look. Where is it? Dran, to do. I remember seeing this in my head. I have a visualization in my head of seeing this. Was it in yesterday's episode? Was it in the one before that? Oh, come on. Come on. Let's... Ooh, I found it. It's the word drama from the Greek dran, drawn, to do. So drastic, yes. You got to do something drastically. All right, the sound effect will be... Drat is the next word, D-R-A-T, verb from 1815. The synonym is damn, D-A-M-N, damn. This is used as a mild oath. Now, which one is more mild, damn or drat? I think drat is probably more mild than damn, because people still have a problem with the word damn. Damn it, they do. Oh, drat. Oh, poopy heads. This says it is probably a euphemistic alternative or alternation of the phrase God rot. Like, yeah, capital G-O-D, second word, R-O-T. So in that case, are you saying that God should rot? God rot. What's God rot? And then it became drat. Well, the D, I don't know, interesting. Drat, never thought about where that word came from. That's the best we got. Whoosh. Next is draft, but this one is spelled not the American way. It is spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T. Some Americans will... spell it this way. I think we're seeing that a bit more, but this is mostly the chiefly British variation of draft. And then the other word here is drafty, again, spelled with the U-G-H. And the American way is drafty with a Y. Can you pour me a draft? Okay, sir. There you go. There's your draft. I don't have anything else to say about that. Okay, the next word is drafts, with an S, noun, from the 15th century. This one is also British, but the synonym is the word checkers. So would they call what is this, the game checkers? They call checkers drafts? Why? Well, the etymology says it is from the Middle English. I guess they would have pronounced it draft, D-R-A-G-H-T, which means draft or a move in chess. But it's checkers. So what? Oh, this is so interesting. A draft is a move in chess and draughts is checkers. Is this? This is so weird. This is so weird. I don't know. But anyway, if you hear draughts, it's probably talking about checkers or maybe chess. Well, you'll never know. Draughtsman is next. Chiefly British variation of draughtsman or draughtsman with an F. And this one has the UGH, of course. Next is Dravidian. Dravidian, noun from 1856. Number one, a member of an ancient dark-skinned people of southern India. And number two, the synonym is Dravidian languages, which is next. And then Dravidian is also an adjective. That definition, a member of an ancient dark-skinned people of southern India, feels like, I don't know. That's an interesting one. The etymology says it's from the Sanskrit word Dravida or Dravida. Don't know exactly how to pronounce it, but I believe India, maybe specifically southern India, is probably where Sanskrit was being used. So are these the people who used the Sanskrit language more? I don't know. Maybe we should put a link in the show notes for Dravidian. I've heard of Dravidian, but never knew anything about them. You want to learn about their languages? Dravidian languages. Noun from 1871. A language family of India, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan that includes these languages, Tamil. Oh, and I know I'm probably not going to pronounce all these perfect. Tamil, Telugu, Kannada with a K and two N's, and Malayalam. Ooh, that's a palindrome. Malayalam. All of those languages are considered Dravidian. So those were probably the languages that were spoken in southern India by the Dravidian people. And what's interesting is that Sanskrit isn't even mentioned in that list. So maybe people still know some Sanskrit, but maybe it's just so old that people just don't, it's not considered. I don't know. It's not, we don't need to mention it here, I guess. I don't know. We have one more word with a total, so many definitions. It's the word draw. Draw. This is the first form, and this one is the verb form from before the 12th century. And we're starting with transitive, and all of the intransitive verbs are going to be in tomorrow's episode. So, here we go with draw. Draw. Number one, to cause, to move continuously toward or after a force applied in advance. And the synonym is pull. I feel like the definition made me understand pulling less. To cause, to move continuously toward or after a force applied in advance. What does that even mean? It's pulling. You know what pulling is, right? It's pulling. As in, draw your chair up by the fire. Come sit with a mug of hot cocoa and marshmallows and roast some marshmallows. Make some s'mores. Get all cozied up, put a blanket on your legs, some booties on your feet, and draw up by the fire. Okay, there's more. There's sub-definitions as 1A, to move as a covering over to one side, as in draw the drapes. That's a good way to bring in a word from this very page. Drapes, that's the word. 1B, to pull up or out of a receptacle or place where seated or carried. To pull up or out of a receptacle. As in, draw water from the well. Pull is another good way to think about that. You're pulling it out. drawing it from one place to another, also as in drew a gun. You pulled it out of where? Out of a holster, out of your pants, out of your pocket, out of your bra, out of your butt. There's more, though. Also, to cause to come out of a container or source, as in draw water for a bath. Or they will say, draw me a bath. That's because they want you to pull the water from the tap and put it into the bathtub so I can have a nice bath. And it better be piping hot, like the fire. Also is in, the nurse drew a blood sample. She pulled the blood out of your vein into her little sharp syringy thing. And I can't look because it. I don't like the idea of that, but I'm dealing with it. Also, as in again, the wound drew blood. The wound, when you got smacked, you got scraped, cut, whatever, the wound pulls the blood out of your system. Although, it's not pulling, it's like the blood is like, hey, we gotta go over here, we gotta release ourselves so we can seal this thing up. Okay, number two. To cause to go in a certain direction, as by leading, as in drew him aside, led him over there so they could have a little private conversation because maybe he said something he shouldn't have said, and then this person said, no, you gotta not say that. That's not appropriate. 3A, to bring by inducement or allure. The synonym is attract, as in honey draws flies. Oh, the flies. It's also going to attract me. It's going to draw me over and maybe some bears, like Winnie the Pooh bear. Inducement. They're being induced. The flies are induced or allured by the scent of the honey. 3B. To bring in or gather from a specified group or area, as in a college that draws its students from many states, pulling them away from their home states. 3C, the synonyms are bring on and provoke, as in drew enemy fire. Maybe if somebody's like jumps up and they're like, I'm going to draw the enemy fire away from you so you can go do the secret plan that we came up with. I'm going to jump up and run over there. So they're going to start shooting at me, but they can't get me because I'm too fast. I'm faster than a bullet. I'm going to draw the enemy fire away. 3D, to bring out by way of response. The synonym is elicit, as in drew cheers from the audience. Who? Why? How would you do that? You got to do something that makes the audience so happy. Maybe you do a dance, sing a song, do a backflip, make a basket. That will draw cheers. 3E, to receive in the course of play, as in the batter drew a walk. They pulled it out of the pitcher. They made them throw four balls, so they got a walk. Also as in, still in baseball, probably, or it could be other ones, draw a foul. You pulled that foul out of the other player. Number four, the synonym is inhale, as in drew a deep breath. 5A, to extract the essence from, as in draw tea. Ooh, the tea has an essence. What's the essence of the tea? 5B, the synonym is eviscerate, as in plucking and drawing a goose before cooking. Ooh, eviscerate a goose. Those are not words that should be next to each other. We'll learn more about eviscerate when we get there, but that's not a thing that a goose wants to have done to them. I've asked. They have said, no eviscerating for me, please. Thank you very much. 5C, to derive to one's benefit, as in drew inspiration from the old masters. My dad actually is drawing inspiration from the old masters. He is doing like very tiny recreations, like 4 inches by 4 inches recreations of what do you call it? The impressionist artists. And he's made some bigger items too, but recently they've been smaller. And he's doing it, I think, just to sort of like walk through their steps. How did they get there? What did they have to do to get to the final product? And I think he just likes sort of walking through what their steps were. I think he feels like he's sort of, I don't know. It's good. It's interesting. And it's a really, really good work too. Obviously, he's a very talented artist. So he's drawing inspiration. 6, to require to float in. And the thing that you're requiring is a specified depth, as in a ship that draws 12 feet of water. So I guess the ship, because it's so big, maybe like the bottom 12 feet of the boat is in the water. And that probably has to do with weight. So like if you have more weight, you're going to draw maybe 13 or 14 feet of water. There must be rules maybe about how much water you can draw. I don't know anything about that. 7A. Ooh, I should do a count of how many definitions this is. 7A. The synonyms are accumulate and gain, as in drawing interest. We are gaining more interest. I sure would like this podcast to draw more interest, but it doesn't seem to be going that way, so that's fine, whatever. 7B, to take from a place of deposit. And the thing that you are taking is probably money. Like, there's no example, but you draw from your account, draw money away from one account to spend it on something else. 7C, to use in making a cash demand, as in drawing a check against his account. So I guess he's just giving himself a check so he can take the cash? Is that it? 7D, to receive regularly or in due course, as in draw a salary. Regularly or eventually, you will get a salary. You will wait. We will give it to you, but you have to wait. 8A, to take from a stack or from the dealer. And the thing that you are taking is probably cards. Yeah, you got to draw a card. When you're playing cards, many card games, you got to draw a card. That's how it works. There should be games where you have to literally draw a card. That's, there's Pictionary, but, you know, maybe there's another game that we can make up where you have to draw a card. I don't know what the point of that game would be. 8B, to receive or take at random, as in, drew a winning number. Yay, we're so excited for you. What do you win? You win nothing. 9, to bend by pulling back the string. And the thing that you are bending is a bow. They're already bent, but you have to bend it even more so you can create all of the tension on the string. So you draw a bow, and then you shoot the arrow. 10, to cause to shrink, contract, or tighten. There's no example here. To cause to shrink, contract, or tighten. Draw. Oh, like the drawstring of a garbage bag. That will draw it closed. 11A, to strike so as to impart a backward spin. And the thing that you are striking is a ball. So, the golf, you could do this, I believe, in, billiards, pool. You often have to put some backspin on the ball. And do they call it draw? I guess they do. Yeah, because it's gonna draw backwards once it's been hit or something like that. Yeah. 11B, to strike so that a slight to moderate hook results. And the thing that you are hitting, that you're striking, is in this case specifically a golf ball. So In that case, I think a hook is to the left, if I remember correctly. And so if you put draw on it, that means it's going to go to the left. So you're probably going to try and smack the ball with the club a bit on the left and kind of at the bottom. So it's going to backspin, but it's going to go to the left. It's going to spin, I don't know, I need a visual here. How do you describe that? But yeah, if you put the club more on the left side of the ball, I don't know how to do it. I'm not a golfer. Okay, here we go with number 12, to leave undecided. Undecided. And the thing that you are leaving is a contest. The synonym is tie. So yes, that's another name when the two teams tie. We just watched an episode, one of the new episodes of Ted Lasso last night. Last night? The night before? Maybe it was night before. And I think the game resulted in a draw because they tied. I don't know why they use the word draw or tie for that matter. Which one does it matter? I don't know. What's the point of either one? It's a tie. It's a draw. Same thing. 13A1. To produce a likeness or representation of by making lines on a surface. Making lines on a surface. I don't know if I've ever heard of drawing described that way. As in, draw a picture. Also as in, draw a graph with chalk. That's very specific. What children are using chalk on the sidewalk to make graphs and give a presentation from their sidewalk PowerPoint charts and graphs? 13A2, to give a portrayal of, the synonyms are delineate, as in a writer who draws characters well. So I don't think, we're not talking about literally drawing lines on a paper or a surface. We're talking about creating a character, right? Giving a portrayal of their portraying, the description of the character is portraying them very well, I guess. That's it. 13B, to write out in due form, as in draw a will. We need you to create this thing out of thin air. Please draw up a will for me, post haste. 13C, to design or describe in detail. The synonym is formulate, as in draw comparisons. To design or describe in detail. I guess that makes sense. Something is feeling a little weird of like, I don't know, there's something. Formulate comparisons. Draw comparisons. Yes, I want you to compare these two things and draw some comparisons. I don't know. Maybe I feel like some of these definitions could probably have been combined, but I've said that before, and they haven't done it yet, so I guess we just have to live with it. They want to be very, very specific. They have all this space in this book. They want to be as specific as they possibly can be. 14. To infer from evidence or premises. As in, draw a conclusion. What conclusion can you draw from the murder scene? You have to look at the blood splatter. You have to look at the rope that was used. What can you draw? Number 15. Oh my God, this is the last one. To spread or elongate by hammering or by pulling through dies. And the thing that you are spreading or elongating is metal. Also, to shape by stretching or by pulling through dies. And in this case, the thing that you are shaping is plastic. You're drawing it through a die. The etymology for draw. Let's see. Middle English, drawen or dragen. From Old English, dragon. Akin to the Old Norse draga, and that means to draw or drag. So anytime, that's not very helpful. I mean, it's lots and lots of things here. How many definitions did we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. 31 definitions for the first form of the word draw, and that's only the transitive definitions. We still have some intransitive, and then we have a whole second form. It's a very big word. A lot of them were similar, but a lot of them were pretty different. You know, lots of things. Drawing comparisons, drawing a conclusion, drawing a salary, drawing a foul, all this stuff. Okay, draw. I mean, I love to draw. I really don't do it that much anymore. I think when we got to the word doodle, I mentioned I like to doodle, but that doesn't even happen very much. I definitely drew a lot more when I was a kid. Maybe someday I'll get back to drawing. I did make some storyboards for this short film that I want to make, and I was like, they don't need to be great. So they're very, very crappy drawings. They're not even really stick figures. They're kind of just blobby things, but it's just enough to get the idea across. But you know, if I really wanted to make something good, I could put some effort, some time and effort into it, and I've made some pretty good things back in the day. But yeah, haven't done that in a long, long time. Okay, so the words that we had today were drastic, drat, draft, drafts, draftsman, Dravidian languages, and draw. Well, you know, it seems like picking draw is probably the best case. I mean, it's a big one. It's a real big one. And there's a whole lot of definitions, some good ones in there. But I don't know. I mean, that feels a little on the nose, doesn't it? I don't know. Kind of want to just pick drat as the word of the episode. Why not, right? Why not pick drat? It's another way to say damn. Oh, drat, I didn't pick draw. Oh, drat, I didn't pick draw. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I didn't pick draw. Drat! Drat. Sure, why not? That was fine. Let's see. Now that all those things are done, all the talking about the words and things, I'll just mention another movie that we watched, because we just watched one last night. Citizen Ruth. I had never seen this. It came out in 1996. I was in high school, and I remember seeing the box at the movie store where I worked, but it just never got around to it, and I didn't know anything about it. It's a movie about abortion. Is that all we need to say? That's all we need to say. Yeah, make judgments for yourself. What do you think? I don't know. It deals with it in a semi-serious way, but there's also some really silly stuff. I mean, there's a lot of jokes in there. Laura Dern, she did this after she did Jurassic Park, like 3 years later. And I don't know, she's a really good actress because she feels so much younger. They're just totally different characters. She did a really good job. And yeah, it's kind of a fun movie about abortion. If that can exist. All right, that is the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information.